The single most important thing you can do today is to create and deliver a better experience for your customers. Learn how sales, marketing, and customer success experts create internal alignment, achieve desired outcomes, and exceed customer expectations in a personal and human way. This is the Customer Experience Podcast. Here's your host, Ethan Butte.
When a video was not played, 9.7% conversion. When a video was played, 16% conversion. That's a 65% improvement in a lead conversion sequence across a team of sales producers. How? By humanizing outreach with video messages at scale. I'll give you many more details on the results of the first 90 days of this process here in this short episode on the Customer Experience Podcast. My name is Ethan Butte. I welcome your direct feedback and questions. You can email me, Ethan, E-T-H-A-N, at bombbomb.com. It's just the word bomb twice, B-O-M-B, B-O-M-B.com. Or you can hit me up on LinkedIn. It's Ethan Butte. Last name is spelled B-E-U-T-E. I would love any feedback you have to share on the podcast in general and on these ideas in particular. I want to point you to two related episodes before we dive into the 65% lift in conversion. On episode 208, that one was themed around moments that matter. This is fundamental to improving customer experience, finding the moments that matter most to your prospects and customers and improving those moments. Making things easier, making the moment more memorable, humanizing the experience, bringing it to life in a meaningful way and helping people along their journey. On episode 208, we talked about the process of identifying and improving those key moments in the customer experience, and we talked a little bit about using video. And that's exactly what we did with this company that's experiencing this lift in conversion when their prospects meet their salespeople through videos. A little more recently on episode 226, which was themed to meaningful personalization, I shared some stats from McKinsey on customer expectations and demands around a more personalized experience and some ways we can do that. And I shared some insights about a team that we worked with on their cold outbounding process that resulted in a 67% lift in conversion. Today, we're straddling both of those, and I'm sharing some powerful data, including that 65% higher conversion rate by adding video messages to moments that matter through automation. So I've been at BombBomb for more than 11 years, much longer than the average tenure of a team member at a software company. And all along, I've been motivated by a variety of factors, but one of them is this deep belief and conviction that everyone working professionally can and should have video messages as part of their communication mix. Video messages play a completely unique role from, on one side, live synchronous interaction. This is in person. This is a live Zoom call. Could be a phone call, although that's not as rich as being in person or being on a video call. On the far other end, you have the speed, convenience, and asynchronicity of emails, Slack messages, text messages, LinkedIn DMs, and other social DMs. Video messages are in the middle of these two things, bringing in the richness of face, voice, personality, tone, pace, expertise, enthusiasm, sincerity, gratitude, and all of that. And it packages it and delivers it in those asynchronous communication channels. They're a great way to add a human touch. They're a great way to build some human connection across the digital divide. They help you communicate more clearly, connect with people more effectively, and ultimately convert at a higher rate. When I use the word convert in this context, I simply mean getting someone to say yes. Yes, I'll return this phone call. Yes, I'll reply to this email. Yes, I'll make that personal introduction. Yes, I'll fill out this survey. And yes, I'll put my digital signature on this 3-year, 7-figure contract. If we want people to say yes, we need to make it easier for them to do so. And being present with them, even in a digital channel, in a more personal and human way, helps us do that. But there are a number of challenges to getting people to successfully adopt this change in behavior. What I used to do exclusively through faceless typed out text, I'm now going to do sometimes with a video message. And two of those challenges are, I don't know when to send and I don't know what to say. Also related here is this idea of the 20%, 80%. And I'll speak to it in a sales context. How do we get the 80% of our sellers who are average to maybe below average to perform more often and more consistently like our top 20%? And how do we support our top 20%, free up more of their time so they can do what they do best? These are challenges we've been working on for years, and we recently co-created, with a lot of guidance and input from our customers, a software solution to them. There are three main aspects to this solution. First, we review the team's sequences, cadences, their outbound communication flow in a variety of different contexts. Most organizations have automations and sequences and cadences to support particular motions. For example, lead to conversion or post-sale follow-up. So we review those to make them more human-centered. We review the copy and make some edits. We look for the right spots to add videos. And we also provide outlines or even propose scripts for those videos, taking care of the when do I send and what do I say. Then in a software experience, we make it easy for, let's just say, an administrator to create video events and to take a unique video code and put it in a specific email in a specific sequence and to do that over and over and over again. Again, guided by our prescription of where those videos can and should go and what those videos should say. For each user then, each salesperson in this scenario, each one of those events builds up into a task list of videos to record with a proposed video script and an example of each one. Then, as those videos are recorded by each person, they automatically get inserted into the right emails, into the right sequences, and start sending immediately. If they choose to update that video in the future, do that task again, it'll overwrite the existing one. And each person can do their own, and it writes straight into their email in their sequence. The alternative to this flow, of course, is a much more manual process with a series of trainings. And of course, we provide that too. That's a key part of this whole thing. But the idea of making it easy to create these instances and to have them go to the right people as a new task to do and having the placement and sending done completely automatically adds this layer of consistency. So again, for that top 20%, they're typically doing these videos in a very bespoke manner. It takes time. They're pretty consistent about it. So how can we support them with a flow of simpler evergreen videos just going out on their behalf? And then how can we take some of those touches and add consistency for the broader population? And now a quick aside here, and then I'll get into this specific story. Two particular styles of video are personal videos and evergreen videos. Personal, truly personal, bespoke, done in the moment for one person or one group of people, typically a smaller group of people, on a one-off basis. This is the highest level. The more personal you can make something, the more truly personal you can make something, not just personalized, the greater impact you're going to create and the more specific you can be about the circumstance. But not every touch calls for that, and not everyone has time to do that as often as they want to. An evergreen video, on the other hand, is recorded once and used over and over and over again as necessary or appropriate. It could be an answer to a frequently asked question. So when you get the question, you're like, hey, great question, common question. Here are a couple ways to think about it. I made a video about it. But here's another. Someone changes status in your CRM from one status to another. It could trigger a quick send that says, now that X, Y, and Z are true, you might be wondering about or you should know about. And that piece could include a video to help connect and educate and meet them where they are. More nuanced or dynamic? You could write a dynamic list in your marketing automation platform with five rules. If this is true, if this is false, if that number is between this range and that number is between that range, and this other thing is true, then send this person a three-message sequence, and one of those messages could include a video. Or, in this story I'm about to dive a little bit deeper into, it could be a lead nurturing sequence in full. So when someone gets added to it, they get a series of messages on a prescribed cadence, and some of those messages and some of those moments will benefit from that human touch of an evergreen video. Now, here's a little more context about video automated at scale, leading to a 65% increase in conversion. So we developed this product experience and implementation plan alongside a longtime customer of ours. They have about 500 salespeople, and we put about 20% of them through this initial go. And those who did the videos as we prescribed, again, they show up in their task list. Those who recorded all of the videos, and again, they're automatically placed in the right email, in the right sequence, they experienced a 3x improvement in click rate. That's a 209% improvement. It was 13.5% for those who did all the videos versus 4.4% for all of those who didn't. Of course, when you add videos to those messages, you're adding another clickable element. And that click matters because an open is not an open is not an open. For a variety of reasons, open rate is a less important metric than ever. But specifically here, what I want to point out is the idea that an open looks like an open, but one open is a 2-second open and delete, and another one is a 2-minute open and read and video play or link click to go learn more. Further, you know what they clicked. Did they click to go check out your online reviews, or did they click to go read that article? And when the click is on a video, you know whether they watched 42 seconds or 76 seconds or all 83 seconds of that video that you put in front of them to introduce yourself, to build a bridge to the next step, to provide some education, or whatever the purpose of that video is. So even short of a reply, and you can expect more replies when you communicate this way, you have very specific data that shows intent and interest that you can follow up on. More interestingly, though, not only did those who did all the videos as we prescribed them 3x their click rate to 13.5%, 76% of those clicks were on the video. That's to say, when you put a person in front of another person, they engage, they meet you, they learn from you, they feel connected to you, and they want these things to happen. The vast majority of clicks were to meet and learn from the person in their inbox in that video. So a 3x lift in click rate, 76% of clicks were on the video. Why does that matter? Again, because when a video was played in the lead conversion sequence or the lead conversion journey, the conversion rate was just over 16%. And when no video was played, it was 9.7%. That is a 65% lift in conversion. Now, a couple quick notes. You might be thinking, this is just a correlation. And that's true. The emails and the videos are only part of the journey. There are other things happening. People are coming in different ways. I should also add, this isn't cold outbounding. Again, I told that story back on episode 226 about meaningful personalization. They had a 2x higher response rate to their cold outbounding, 70% faster initial response, and a 67% higher conversion rate. Again, that story on episode 226 of this podcast. But that correlation blended with our own intuition that in this environment where we're doing more selling and serving digitally, virtually, and online, and in this environment where the digital channels that we're trying to connect and communicate with people are noisier and more polluted than ever, and only growing in the volume of noise and the amount of pollution. And so much of our outreach in these channels relies on faceless typed out text that doesn't give human beings what they need to make good, safe, confident choices about whether to proceed. Noise makes attention harder to get. Pollution makes trust harder to build. Intuitively, we know that if we can put ourselves forward in a more human, in a more real, in a more approachable way, and to communicate our message in a way that more people can relate to and understand, things are going to improve. Here, I have 3 months of data to support that intuition. I hope you find it compelling, perhaps even provocative. As mentioned, I would love to hear from you about this. Ethan, E-T-H-A-N, at bombbomb.com is my email, or you can hit me up on LinkedIn, Ethan Butte, spelled B-E-U-T-E. Along with my longtime friend, team member, our CMO here at BombBomb, Steve Passanelli, I've written 2.5 books on this topic. We just made our Wall Street Journal bestseller, Human-Centered Communication, absolutely free, like a nice enhanced digital copy at bombbomb.com/freebook. As I've already mentioned a couple times, I've recorded a couple episodes on these themes and topics. I am passionate about these ideas. I'm excited by these outcomes. And if I can help you understand the opportunity or achieve these outcomes, please reach out to me and let me know. Take care. Thank you for listening. And I hope you find some opportunities to humanize the experience you're creating and delivering, not just for your customers, but for your team members and for your broader set of stakeholders, including investors, advisors, strategic partners, integration partners, channel partners, and anyone who shares the belief and passion and purpose behind your company, anyone in your community at large. Best to you in that effort. I look forward to hearing from you. Every single day, you're entrusting some of your most important and most valuable messages to plain black text on a plain white screen, to faceless, typed out text. It doesn't differentiate you, it doesn't build trust and rapport, and it doesn't convey feelings, thoughts, arguments, ideas, or details nearly as well as you do. As a result, your customer experience, employee experience, and business outcomes suffer. So it's time to put you back into your digital communication. It's time to restore human connection across the digital divide with BombBomb Video Messages. They have the clarity and richness of in-person meetings and video calls, and the convenience of asynchronous emails, text messages, LinkedIn messages, and Slack messages. For clearer communication, human connection, and higher conversion, try BombBomb. Record, screen record, send, and track videos in Gmail, Outlook, LinkedIn, Salesforce, Outreach, Zendesk, iPhone, Android, and beyond. Try BombBomb absolutely free or learn how it works for your team or your entire company. Check it out at BombBomb.com.
Thanks for listening to the Customer Experience Podcast. Remember, the single most important thing you can do today is to create and deliver a better experience for your customers. Continue learning the latest strategies and tactics by subscribing right now in your favorite podcast player or visit bombbomb.com/podcast.